Show. It's the Daily Talk Show episode 502.
What's happening, guys? We've got in the middle
Basil.
Hello.
mate, we're actually on a plane right now.
Yeah.
Are we?
Yeah. How are you feeling?
Jesus, this is comfortable, actually.
Well, you're not on the plane. We're on the plane. Mm. I mean, you're sitting right next to us, but you're not on the plane with us.
Right.
Yeah, it's more letting people know that currently we're on our way to Los Angeles.
Yes.
But physically right now we're recording today's episode.
Yeah. Mm. The fucked up thing is if the plane goes down – it's our last episode, guys. It's been amazing. We got to 500. Fucking Basil, great to have you here. It's so morbid when you think about it. I was about to start doing goodbyes to my wife.
No, definitely don't. Too dark.
Too dark.
Wow.
Great newspaper article, though.
What? Oh, yeah.
Photos from the 500 event on the front page.
Absolutely.
I mean, not front page, but yeah.
No, why? Why not?
Why not? We've been through this with Ashley.
Funny thing, we know the answer because we spent a good 10 minutes just having some back and forth about it. 14-hour flight to LA, Basil. There's high wind tomorrow, which, I mean, we're on the flight, so technically it took off okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But high wind, so there's a potential that it'll be sort of delayed. And then we got into a conversation of how much fuel do you reckon they'll have and how much fuel does a commercial flight need to have in reserves? So 14-hour flight, I thought definitely like 16 hours worth of fly time. Like you'd want 2-hour buffer, wouldn't you?
Yeah, definitely.
So what would you, so I won't give you, you can't take my answer. What's your answer?
You, part of me thinks that you should have double, right? But that's just,
are you kidding?
But that's way too much and too expensive.
Well, you're saying that you want to be able to at least get to LA and back.
And they've been able to do the 24-hour flight to London in one go, but they've just been holding
for
off.
For people who don't know, because they might be hearing Basil thinking that we've got you on as an aviation expert. You are not an aviation expert.
Okay.
You did an amazing job for us for episode 500, going around and filming all behind the scenes content. You're a filmmaker based just around the corner.
And fellow video grog.
I just wanted to make it clear because if people heard your prediction, they might be like, who the fuck is this guy?
This guy.
So, so what's your, how much flight time?
More than the 14 hours?
So you, no, let's lock in his
more
answer.
Than the 14,
let's lock in his answer. 20 hours.
That's the question.
Of course. Okay. It's an extra 45 minutes.
That's it?
Yes.
That's so scary.
So my thinking as I walked out,
far out
to go down the street before, I thought about it quite a bit. I was like, okay, so obviously they're not going to get more than halfway and then turn around to go back to Melbourne. They always have to have
Basil logic. You want to be able to get to LA and then decide to
go back.
Yeah, this Gronk up the back's been causing trouble. We're going home. The pilot, we're fucking doing it.
Turning this thing around.
No. But so I was thinking they always probably have to have somewhere where they're going to veer off to within the time
frame. Hawaii or something. Well, you hear the stories of them landing at military bases and things like that.
I tell you what I don't want is to fucking land in the water. I mean, it doesn't end well.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if...
It turned into a great fucking movie.
Well, it did for one bloke, Tom Hanks, who got paid a bunch of cash. And the poor bastard that had to, the poor bastard that had to go through it and landed on the Hudson River. I mean, this is all pretty... I was a girl that I know, I did that Hollywood immersive, trip that I won to learn how to be a presenter in Hollywood. I did a trip...
What year was that, by the way?
2012, best year, one of the best years in America. You were there. Were you there, Basil? 2012, great year.
It was like parody, I think.
I think 2013 I was there.
I mean...
I was.
2012?
Yeah.
What were you doing?
Just partying a lot.
Really?
Yes. All over.
What sort of party?
A lot. I found myself at midnight at the Princeton University in the middle of the football oval because we were friends with the soccer president. He had the keys. That was very good. That's like a big party kind of thing.
Yeah, this is not nightclub stuff or
there was a little nightclub action as well.
I was thinking that's actually a better that's a better story than I went to the club.
Yeah. Which went to Duck Club.
Yeah.
My version. You're on a university.
If that's what partying is, the coolest thing I ever did partying was when I was at the radio station at Rod Laver Arena. We got to see a live performance of Matchbox 20. Doing their whole
It's already lost cred. It's already
but
lost
there was only 15 of us.
I'm still with you, babe.
There was only 15 of us watching a full dress rehearsal with all the cameras and everything. And Rob Thomas would come up and sing in our faces.
Oh, dude, he came into the studio once. And he's just stank of ciggies. Yeah. He'd just been
really. Is like he even husk?
Raspy voice. Anyway, the girl who I follow.
Oh, that's annoying.
Whose computer? That was yours.
I thought I panicked for a second, thinking it was mine.
Yeah, but now you're happy that it was Josh's computer that he's taken the blame.
But I forgot to mute his computer anyway.
But that's not my fault. That's your fault.
Okay, so this girl is becoming a flight attendant.
People are like, do you hear how loud that was in the headphones?
It wasn't too bad.
If you're on a plane and you're already freaking out because you've just found out there's only an extra 45 minutes of fuel, now you're really pissed off.
Do you reckon? I wonder
Let me just finish this story. Siobhan is doing, becoming a flight attendant. I don't know, becoming a flight attendant for one of the Arab airlines. But they're doing all their training over, I think it's Abu Dhabi, and they're doing the train, or Dubai. What's from Dubai? Emirates? I think it's Emirates. The airline. Anyway, yeah. They've got like a full simulation where fuck off, Mr. 97. Get out now. I've had enough of
He's
you.
He's tired, isn't he?
No, I was just watching. Josh.
No, Josh's
what
head.
What am I doing?
We were talking what about how doing? Much your head is just looking over to Mr. 97. Sorry to be here for this. Sorry you're here for this, mate. We were laughing when you left the other day. Fuck, his neck must be sore. And then Mason said, "Yeah, I know. I've noticed him just constantly looking at me,
bitching about me."
Anyway,
it's all good.
Anyway, mum and dad are fighting.
It's interesting seeing these Instagram stories come out of this training, which I didn't even know that you could do that. But it's like fully seeing the raft come out and they're like sliding down. So they're doing all the training for if we go down in the water.
Interesting, yeah, that they're able to actually like Instagram it. I just think about if I'm running out of petrol. The feeling that I get. When the pilots, when does that, it's only have 45 minutes
left. Let's
ask
the aviation expert, Basil. What
do you think? Oh, God, no.
What is it, mate?
No idea.
What's
no predictions
point?
For the rest of the show for me.
So you've created a 1 minute video, which was from episode 500. And so we're like, mate, you filmed this fun thing. You should come on the show. We'll watch it for the first time.
Yes, it's scary.
Scary for...
It's just scary because I smashed it together. I knew you guys would be on a plane right now. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to make sure you saw it before. It could be the last thing you ever saw. So.
Yeah. No. Jesus Christ. Okay, really digging deep with that. All right, here we go. So this is the video from episode 500. What did you shoot it on for the geeks playing at home?
GH5.
What lens?
Sigma Art Series.
35?
Yeah, but then with the crop, I don't know what it turns out to. Obviously not good at mass.
You shot 4K?
A double guess.
Shot 4K?
I shot a lot of 4K.
Slightly. Is that the crop? Why the crop?
The crop is
not
because
the full
of the
front.
Sensor size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Geeks are loving this. Yeah. Could have shot an S. That would have been nicer at nighttime. Could have shot at any other camera that doesn't have as much grain as a Bain factory. But yeah.
That's right. Okay. Yeah,
so enjoy that. All the emotions there.
Yeah.
All right.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 500. At AU79 here in Abbotsford. Cool. You've got to understand, doing 500 episodes, it has been a lot of hard work. Yeah. Doing a podcast that is completely optional and we are actually able to create stuff that we're really proud of. Because if we do that, if we just be ourselves and then you guys come here tonight, that's awesome because it means like you might actually like us, which is fucking really great.
We're big insecure babies, still thinking whether or not this is a thing. Exactly. 500 in.
It's been a great show. Thanks for coming, everyone, and we'll see you next time.
See you guys. Mate, clap that. Keep that clap going.
Oh, my God. I am fully erect.
I'm shivering.
That is unbelievable. My ears are ringing. I'm hard as a rock. I don't know how.
Oh, my God. He's dead. This is spiked testosterone. It's back up.
I don't know where to go from here. That was amazing.
Fun.
Oh, my God. I feel like I've been,
You guys did it. Congrats.
No, thank you.
Absolutely smashed it.
I mean, you didn't get to see it in 97.
No, it sounded fantastic, though. I'm pumped up as well.
Yeah. I mean,
what does that mean, son?
You're pumped up, too. Can we call this episode Hard as a Rock? No, but it's he's got everyone smiling and laughing and clapping and cheering and having a great time.
What happened? You didn't have to fake it though. Everyone was.
Where did you get that audio from?
Your show.
Oh, so you pulled the. No, I was thinking, fuck it, that's a good mic. Good line.
I stole it from the YouTube upload. Oh, sorry.
Unbelievable. No,
illegally
mate.
Ripping your show.
Have what you want if you're going to pull off something like that.
I know, I loved that. I mean, so you've done these types of things before.
Yeah.
What sort of projects do you like doing in 2019? What's your favourite stuff to do?
Can you close your laptop, by the way?
Yeah, sure. I do like this kind of stuff. I love interview-based stuff. So that's why this is like an event video because I like you guys. I'll do that. But I generally do stick away from event. Mm. Yeah, like no weddings for me. Thank you.
Yeah. How many weddings have you done?
Not that many, but like enough to like not do it. So when I was in Canada, maybe like eight. I was like second shooter because I was a bit shit.
Did you have any horror stories?
Yeah.
I want to hear one.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So a fun one that happened last year in the States, this was for my friend's brother's like third wedding. Just off the bat, there you go. It was a hillbilly wedding.
Your brother's third?
No, your friend's brother's
My friend's. So I was going along. I was like staying with my friend and she's like, oh, it's my brother's wedding this weekend. I was like, oh, you should have told me. She's like, oh, it's pretty low key. It's fine. Like just come along. And I was like, oh, I feel really bad. I'm like, oh, I've got my camera. Like I can shoot some video if you want. Mm-hmm. And so the bride rocks up and she walks past me down the aisle and she reeks of booze. I was like, oh no.
This is great.
And so like, the ceremony and stuff was like...
Was it in a church or was it out by a lake?
It was in a barn.
A lake? Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, there was a barn.
Was there a barn?
Yeah, and I say lake, it could be swamp.
Okay, swamp. What part of the US?
Deep Michigan.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so the ceremony and all that's pretty okay. It's nice. Yeah, yeah. And then... The favorite part and when I stopped filming was when the bride played her like first dance song on the stereo and the newlywed husband wasn't there. So she took a full bottle of Jack Daniels and smashed on the middle of the dance floor and stormed off.
Oh no, there's no coming back from that.
Yeah, so there was no coming back from that. I think they're together still, but there was no coming back for the kind of rest
good
of the
video.
Night.
Oh, really?
So great video. That's the thing. That's the thing. And that's where like it kind of broke my heart because I cut this video together and one of the uncle was like, oh my God, this looks so amazing. And I was like, I think this is where I've got to finish it. No more.
You could have just the bottle smash and then it just danced for things.
Did you
just
get
like,
the bottle smash on camera?
No, I didn't. No, I wasn't. We were all kind of waiting for this first dance to happen. Mm-hmm. And I think like the husband was just being nice. Someone was leaving. So he was like saying goodbye. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she just got sick of waiting. So she threw a tanty.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was pretty rot. I mean, that's the worst of the worst. And that wasn't even like an official, you know, like it was an official wedding, but you know what I mean? Like I wasn't getting paid as a videographer to do it.
I've got a way with words. I fuck up my wording of things quite often, which can make me seem rude. And it's only in hindsight that I sort of realize I may have been, Tash, who is the person who I shot. It's the first and only wedding video that I've ever made. Mm-hmm. And I use that same term when I saw her just recently. She gave me a nice compliment at the podcast. And then she said, I have to tell you, we watch back the video you made so often. Like we haven't even really looked at the photos. Mm. We watched the video and I put a lot of work into it and I said, yeah, it was the first and last one I've ever made. And it was, I got what I meant, which is why I usually put my foot in it. What I meant was, yeah, I put a lot into that one. I loved making your one, but I'm not going to do any more of those. It was nice to do one that I loved.
Hell yeah.
Because I don't want to get full.
You peaked.
But what I realized, and I'm sorry if you're listening, that's not what I meant. It was a great wedding and I really enjoyed shooting it and editing it, but I don't do weddings. So
it's a different beast, but you can get very good at shooting a certain style and all that sort of thing.
Can you get trapped in that stuff though?
Definitely.
Yes. And I tell you why, because you have to book so far in advance. And I was talking to a friend of mine, Justin, and he did shoot weddings in Bendigo. And he was telling me the other week, it broke my heart, he went through a divorce. himself. And so then he's rocking up every Saturday and Sunday and he's shooting weddings and he's booked out 18 months in advance. So he decided that he's like, I don't kind of necessarily believe in the institution anymore. This is, I'm finding it very hard to, you know, rock up and be excited all day because you, as a photo or video guy and girl, you spend your whole day so close to the couple and the family and all of that. So he was just like, oh, I'm going through some shit right now. So that broke my heart when I heard that. And he still does them, but yeah, he was saying he got out of it and this is a few years back and stuff now. He's a very happy boy, but I was like, oh, that must have been so hard.
Yeah. There's nothing more sickening when you're going through heartbreak than love. Or do you watch it?
Totally.
Or do some people watch like love stories and when they're going through a breakup to feel, you know, like it's sometimes wallowing in your own fucking emotion is sometimes,
oh yeah,
it's bad, but it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Totally.
Like, I'm upset. You know, it's like there's a lot to be upset about, but sometimes it's just like basking in that shit. It's no good. It's not good. We do it sometimes.
Yeah,
we do
it. I enjoy it.
We're just on the high now after watching that video. I'm feeling fucking great.
Yeah.
You still hard?
Loves it.
No, I'm fine now. Mr. 97 was thinking to himself, it's like, you know what? Josh saying that probably can get away with it if we don't mention it again for the rest of the show. Was that what you were thinking?
Yeah. I was, yeah.
We don't want to beat a dead horse.
No.
I remember doing a couple of weddings, like when I was really young, like 16, and it's so depressing where they put you to eat.
Oh,
like
God, yes.
Like it's like in next to the industrial kitchen or whatever, you're not really, and it's like the photographer and the videographer would sort of be sitting like almost like a small janky table.
So rude.
So what was your observation of the experience of our EP 500? Because we had the host's experience, which I think is this disconnected. I was saying to my wife last night, the crowd was it was fog to start with because I'm like so in my head. So I can't engage because I'd lose track of what I'm doing, which I was doing a great job of
doing
anyway.
Were you nervous, Tommy?
A little bit, yeah. My heart was going. And so there's that nerves, the fog, it kind of lifts. You can start to sort of engage, think about what you think, you know, think about your words, what you're saying, interacting. And so it sort of lifts. But then it's a surreal experience for us. What was yours?
What was your view of the whole evening?
Yeah, because you've got it sort of zoomed out, you know, being behind the camera.
Not with a cropped 35.
Am I right? Yeah, it was nice. I mean, I was there and I felt like in this like proud uncle position, you know, like I don't have, I haven't done anything for like my niece or nephew's success, guy's success, but I was just like, oh, I feel a part of it. This is great. So just on the side and in the video, it's like I was watching you guys, but I was probably watching the crowd a lot more and because I already knew that you were getting recorded. So getting a lot of the crowd stuff was nice and wasn't as hard because well, it was lots of laughs and smiles. So yeah, and I think testament to you guys was the actual gronks that turned out. Like everyone was so nice. And I was talking to people at the start and I was like, I'm sorry to be an asshole, but I got to go film some stuff. You know, like everyone was just up for a chat.
Yeah.
I was wearing like a Yes Theory shirt and a lot of people were like, oh, you like Yes Theory? I was just like,
I didn't even notice the Yes Theory t-shirt.
It was too, you guys were in the zone.
Yeah.
I didn't You didn't even remember the show afterwards. I was just like, great show. It's like, I don't even remember it.
Who am I? No, it's interesting. Bree was saying like, oh, like there were so many times you walked past me during the night and didn't even know I was there. But the thing was, I mean, nerves are an interesting thing because I didn't feel nervous. Mm. I felt this like jazz energy.
Hands?
Yeah,
jazz hands. Wanted to come out.
No, it was just this sort of energy where
you
I'm
were
like,
pacing. I've got footage of you before.
Yeah, me too.
And you're pacing up and down. And at that point, my heart was racing real hard because we're waiting to come out. And I just took a few deep breaths and found some relief in your nerves, which I saw, which was funny.
It was less nerves and more like this excited energy that I'm fucking ready. Like, this is what we're doing. Because if you think, like, when I think about nerves, there was no sense, like, I felt like I was completely in control of my voice. Like, I feel like the first thing back in the day to go would be like your voice sort of
no you heard it Mr. 97.
No, I think I actually think 97 didn't seem
I think I definitely noticed his voice.
Mm. A little bit of a shift.
Little shift. When you get so comfortable, you really just ride it and you're happy to,
No, but I thought that was interesting. So I don't necessarily think, like Bree was saying, a few people said, oh, you're nervous or whatever. You seem sort of different. And it is that thing of, this overwhelming, excited feeling. I think I'd feel nervous if I had to remember shit.
If I had to remember
names, it would have been a nightmare. That's why the raffle works so well. So color, number, letter.
In terms of what's brought my nerves to the forefront, that's probably the one thing in the last month or two. Mm. What about you? Uncle Basil. I reckon that's your nickname.
Uncle Baz.
It feels right.
I mean, I already get it, so.
I do.
From my nephews, yeah.
I mean, yeah, that makes sense. What about from the Skronks?
Uncle Baz. It's good.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Uncle Baz, when was last time?
We only have one other uncle, which is Uncle Trev.
You can have more than one uncle. That's a great thing about it.
Yeah, yeah.
We could have the other side of the family.
Yeah, that's so true.
I'm not separating myself from Trev, though, but so maybe we can be on the same side.
Brothers?
Love you, Trev. Oh, imagine that.
It's his bro.
That's cool.
Yeah, so... what's made you nervous in the past sort of month? Keep it.
I did a big job with Cricket Australia. So that was like very, the same thing though. It's like nerve excitement. I wasn't nervous about like our ability to do it. I wasn't kind of like nervous if things like fucked up or whatever, because they always do. Mm. And you know, we were doing something very much in our wheelhouse. You know, like a sit down kind of like interview thing with the players, and they were having fun, and I knew I was editing it, so I felt safe that like I could cover up any fuck ups. But still, it's like it's a big thing. It's like before, like Usman Khawaja walks in the room, I'm just like, Uzi's coming in. But it's also one of those things where you have so much to think about, you kind of can't dwell on. You can't dwell on it.
Yeah, well, that the stuff to think about rips you into the moment, because if you don't sit in the moment, live in the moment, you won't be able to do it.
I think the other thing too is I reckon I was more, the feeling I had was more about being in a social setting where everyone knew who I was. And so there is that sense of everyone is a talking opportunity. Everyone you talk to. Whereas normally if I go to a party or whatever, you know, I've sussed out these are the people who know me. Mm. Like if I'm at the shopping center and I see someone that I know, depending on the mood, there's definitely a high chance that I could pretend I didn't see them.
And you don't have to talk to everyone else there because you don't know.
But then it's like the panic sets in, because when you haven't addressed it, then you're playing this game of I'm trying to predict what aisle they're going to be in. And so then you're trying to like do all that. And then, But you can create a whole story in your head, which can be quite destructive.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, it's your party though. That's the thing. You invited everyone. So you have to, you kind of feel like you have to talk to them, you know?
And I never have parties. I haven't.
The feeling I had was like, you can do what you want when it's your own fucking party. And that's what I kind of felt. I was just running around with my camera and like just being silly.
Well, I think I got better. Like Brie came up to me and she said, you've got to go speak to people. And which I appreciate.
That's fair call.
Yeah, which I appreciate it. And then I started doing it and I was sort of enjoying it all and it was all fine.
Yeah, what if Brie wasn't there? Do you think
Well, you had said, we had said beforehand that we were going to hide.
Yeah, which I'm glad we didn't.
Yeah, I know.
It would have been silly.
Well, because you realize.
I would have been bored, actually.
Yeah. But I wonder what the energy would. I think, but part of it was it's like this overwhelm of face, name. That sort of thing of like this, who's it, like context switching?
Oh, we didn't even talk about it. Did you notice the almost ginormous fuck up that was made?
No.
Okay, good. Well, we didn't show it, but it was moments before we're about to go on stage. Actually,
it's about 20 seconds before
the
that.
Video Josh edited for like the pre-walkout. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, halfway through, nearly to the end. And I said to Josh, have they buttoned on? Have we pressed record on the mixer? which is taking the audio feed. The cameras were rolling. Mm. We knew that. They've been rolling for ages.
But that was one of the few times where we didn't have redundancy. Not like we plug in from the mixer to the camera, but it was such a long distance between the camera and the mixer that we didn't run an XLR cable, which we've learned now we'll always have redundancy set up.
Which is still it's a hard thing for us to set up.
But we have a photo that Campbell took of Mr. 97 with his hands on his ears like this.
Can we put the photo up now? You're going to put the other video on. You may as well. Thanks, Mr. 97.
He basically panicked because we asked him, hey, have you pressed record? And he hadn't. So as the 20 seconds before we came on, he went up. I was worried that you would have gotten in the way of the projector.
No, because I came from the side where the lights and the speakers were. So I snuck through there and hit record.
What did Derek say? Was Derek like, oh, lucky? Or he was just in the zone?
He was loving the video.
Yeah, he was in the zone. I don't think he realized that I hit record. So I told him like afterwards. And
is it true you heard him say, my bit's about to come up?
What?
He's doing a joke. Oh, okay.
You guys got it.
No, I got it. You got it. But I appreciate that 97 says, sorry, excuse me. I don't think I've ever had that before.
Sorry.
So it's next level type of tide.
But yeah, I'm glad we sorted that out. So we buttoned on.
What should we do for the next event? Any feedback on or thoughts? We're trying to work out, do we do episode 600? I think that was February 8th.
No, February 20th. I'm pretty sure. A Friday.
Valentine's. A week after, that'd be fun.
Bodie's birthday. Week after.
Yeah, I think it was like the 7th or something, 7th or 8th. Anyway, yeah, what should we do?
Should we
do one every 100 or does that seem too obnoxious?
Just like every 3 months. I think you could do something. You could do something, you know, something to celebrate or something different.
It's one a quarter if you look at it like that.
Yeah, how do we get this you know, like a reason to do a highlights package.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'll come along regardless, if that's what you're asking.
Do you think, how often do you reckon is a good amount of time? You've been a fan of a bunch of podcasts and you worked with Jake and Amir when they were in Australia doing a lot of this type of content, filming all this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
What's some of the feedback or thoughts on what we could do for future?
I feel like that reliving what has happened in the last couple of months is an awesome exercise, regardless of whether you're going to actually throw an event or not. But the event's super nice, right?
Yeah. Do we seem different? Do you think that the content that we did on stage versus what we do here, was it different or the same?
I think it was a little different, but I think you guys are a little different every day, which is the fun thing. You know?
Supportive uncle.
Yeah.
That's what a supportive uncle would say.
Yeah.
I think it has to be different though.
It has to be different because you're going for the laughs. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
do we always go for the laughs? Because I heard Tommy say, he was like his grade 6 self. Yeah. I was like, oh, well, who are we talking to? It was, just Rob. He's talking about the event. I was like, oh, okay.
This is Rob Ward from Quadlock.
Yeah, the guy with 4 Google Homes, at least. more.
Yeah.
How many did he have? You were there.
I mean, I saw 4, but that's just on the ground floor.
That was just in the kitchen.
You walk in, stacked on top of each other. That's how it works.
Yeah, no, so what was the... do you think that we're reaching for too many laughs?
No, because you're trying to...
entertain?
You're trying to entertain the people that have come along. And so you're doing some crowd work. It just makes sense. You got to. You were doing some polling, hands up.
The Nando's thing went to Nando's joke.
Yeah.
How well did
that
go?
The Gronks are supportive, I will tell you that.
You called it out, which was also, you called yourself out afterwards as well.
Yeah,
but
you enjoyed the Nando's jokes?
I love it all. I love the save as well. The same afterwards.
No, I get it.
You were like, oh, that's what I got. That's what I deserved. And I was like, oh, solid. On it. Instant self-awareness.
You've spent quite a bit of time in the States, it seems.
Yes. Yeah.
What's, I know we've been doing LA fact the day.
Yes.
Is there anything fun that you know? It could even be an Uncle Baz fact. Like, it doesn't have to be as technical, but dinosaur fell into some swamp materials.
Of LA. God. Nah, I'm so bad. I'm so bad with this.
What do you love? What should we do
in LA? Sorry. If you go to LA, what's the thing that you do?
LA and New York, or the thing about America, I love. is just when they're a parody of themselves. When you meet someone that's just so LA, or something happens to you in New York that's just like so New York, do you know what I mean? It's like someone, like a piece of pizza, someone gets pissed off and then like slap a pizza against the window and it just slides down. You're like, this is a movie.
Yeah, I'm like, walking here.
Yeah. Or something like that. Do you know what I mean? It's that's just the real life, but you're like, this is the movies.
Like the diner stuff. More coffee. Yeah. And it's just pouring. And then you start speaking. Is your head all right, Josh?
Yeah, it's fine. It's actually good.
It's a little bit of whiplash.
It's nice just Look,
we'll be able to sit on the plane nice.
It's also nice to address everyone in the room. I know that you never make eye contact with Mr. 97.
You got a camera in the room. Mate,
we stare at each other when you're not looking.
Oh, guys.
Can you actually even see him through the camera in all seriousness?
Right, we're looking at him now.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a microphone.
Are you for real, dude?
What do you mean?
I don't know what the eye line's like. I only know my perspective. Yeah, sure. And that would be arrogant to say I knew yours.
I don't think arrogance is the right word. Okay. But yeah, the coffee thing. What else is then show? What can we look out for? It's all right. We need to get him a neck brace so he has to actually physically move his whole fucking body.
Yeah, anything else?
Yeah, anything like show LA that we can look out for.
I think what I liked, and this sounds, I hate this already in my head, but I'm like, what I like is being a creator and being there, because people pump up your tires. And I'm not saying that that doesn't happen in Australia, and I'm not saying that doesn't happen in a community like you guys have started, because it's very positive. But when you get to LA and you're like, yeah, this is what I do, people are pumped about it. And then people are pumped like when you start to talk about it and you don't feel kind of trash talking about it, you know, like that tall poppy thing. I do think that that's a real thing. It's like when you have friends who are like, "God, you've been pretty heavy on Instagram lately." I'm like, "Motherfucker, that's what I do." Does that make sense?
Yeah. So, my best friend Reese Mitchell, he's over in LA. We're gonna have him on the show.
Yeah,
an actor. He was on Upper Middle Bogan and many other shows. But he was saying one of the things, he's like, "I'm not coming back. Like, I love it over there so much." And he said, the people are so supportive.
Yeah.
And I think he'll probably tell us this, but the feeling of like what the industry's like in Australia versus everyone's in that town to make it. And they're just, but I know what you mean, that vibe of Americans celebrating success and then the creator community, which then enhances that vibe of you're doing that. Yeah, you're doing that. Amazing. Let's all do this. So you say, maybe like Josh pointed out that I'm the, you know, calling people opportunity.
Yeah.
Sealed.
Yeah.
That was it?
Locked in.
Do you reckon if we called, like if I got on the blower and just, or even went into shops and like, "Hey guys, we're from Australia." Uh-huh. You know, this is that.
Well, done that before. You did that with Suck on That Jewel's Line.
Yeah, it worked, dude. I got into nightclubs through back entrances.
He had a fucking point and shoot camera.
I said it was an online TV show.
And he like got like free like winery tours.
Tours, accommodation. It was fucking ridiculous. And that was just putting myself out there. But maybe there's the putting myself out there with the understanding that we actually have now something. Mm-hmm. Back then I had nothing. Mm-hmm. I built a website but had no real videos to show. Mm-hmm. Do you think they would, like the American people there would be receptive to a couple of gronks, here's what we're doing, here's how long we're here for. Opportunity.
Hell yeah. I think it's like a double-edged sword though. It's just like they'll be super pumped for you and then they'll potentially just not give a shit because everyone's doing it. It's like, I got a podcast. True. It's like, everyone's got a podcast, bro. Mm, yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah, like, yeah, that's so true. That's the...
Yeah, but bro, do you have the only 7-day a week podcast and video show in Australia? So this is what I'm trying to just reel out there.
I mean, you know, the Australian
30% of the podcast. No,
I'm just throwing numbers again. Is there a food or drink that we need to have while we're in the States?
Have you done In-N-Out? I mean, I feel
like we did episode 200 from In-N-Out Burger.
I don't think there's anything like super sneaky that you can't get here anymore. I think the sushi super burrito was like the one thing, but then you can get up in Sydney and stuff. So I'm like,
the THC oil and the, you know, the vape pens, the gummies.
Oh,
we won't
if you're
go
into
there.
It. Yeah,
we
yeah.
Go, we're not going to go there.
What about the naughty stuff? Sodas. Is easy.
Yeah.
I loved it. There was a
time.
Do you
like the cherries and stuff?
I had a
Do you like asthma? Because that's what that shit brings out.
No, there was a time where, and I was wondering, I was doing all this walking, I wasn't losing any weight, and it was like on this trip, and I was having Reese's peanut butter cups and Mountain Dew. It was just like that combination. Wow. Which was, I was just like high on sugar the whole
time. Yes.
Walking through San Francisco, just like, I did like, oh, I did 40,000 steps in a day. And it's like, I would have been having like,
oh, no.
Yeah, it was quite crazy. So I do have those things, going to CVS, going to a pharmacy.
Yeah.
And buying a bunch of crazy chocolates and stuff.
Well, there's like all the sugar-free range. That's like, they're shit bad for you. They're bad for you to start with the sugar, but then the sugar-free stuff, even worse. But they have like the more range, the greater range of sugar-free products that are just.
Peanut butter M&Ms.
Oh, yeah.
You can't get them in Australia.
You can, but you can't. So Mars don't sell them.
No, so you can get any of these things. You can get the.
Costco. You can get them from Costco. So I went to Conspiracy Jimmy. I went to his house and his wife got a bag, but there were bags inside of bags.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like mini packets inside of a big packet.
I've got a mate who works at Mars who said that there's specifically something in the formula that's illegal in Australia. So I wonder what the deal is. Maybe there's something around importing. Remember that
they don't sell it. Yeah, the Mars don't sell it.
Mm-hmm.
On like they don't stock it everywhere.
So it's a grey import sort of thing.
Yeah, right.
Classic grey, but get your 70D grey import.
Do you remember when grey imports were like a big deal? Like so, the Ted's and Michael's cameras, like they just couldn't compete with all the overseas stuff. I remember buying like the Manfrotto. Is it called the Magic Arm or whatever? Like the real, those things I remember were like $400 or something in Australia, and you could get it like. Delivered here 200 if you went overseas. Those,
hell yeah. I remember like you'd run the math and be like, oh, it'll be $200 to ship it to Australia, but then it's still going to be cheaper. Yeah. You're like,
Isn't that
doesn't make any sense.
So they ended up changing it. Like in the early like noughties, there was a huge discrepancy between all of the prices in Australia and overseas. And it was because the distributor was charging the camera stores more, and so they couldn't be competitive. Yeah. So then there was a big push against grey imports. That's when they were talking a lot about like warranties and things like that. But now they've lowered the prices so because they know that you can just get it shipped, but now they're just like, okay, well, include tax, do all that sort of thing. You should be better off getting it in Australia.
We did I think Kogan used to do some grey import stuff.
Yeah.
So it's not like illegal. What is the term grey import? What does it actually mean?
Well, grey import is getting product from a different region, like so a different distribution. So I bought some AirPods for Brie.
Grey AirPods?
I got them from Officeworks.
No, JB.
JB.
Yeah.
Was it JB? Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And they, I opened it up and it was, it had a manual for like Malaysia.
So you don't get the same warranties and shit? Correct. Was something,
The thing with the Apple is because they're an international company, you're pretty good, but it is a little bit dodged because what they do, like they're, I guess, sort of playing the game of currency conversion and all that sort of thing. So saying, okay, we can actually, there's actually, if you type in an article 97, it was done a while ago, it's like what an iPhone costs in different countries.
Mm.
And so I think at one time.
Mr. 97, you bought an iPhone outright, iPhone 11.
Yeah.
How much?
$750.
But that was because you had a good guy's $500 voucher or no?
Yeah.
So
because I'm locked in on a Telstra plan.
But it was a good deal. It's a good deal. But the thing is that if you type that in, it used to be big with the iPod. You can basically see in all different parts of the world what the taxes and all that sort of thing. So you could actually say, okay, it is the cheapest in Indonesia to buy an iPhone.
Well, 2012 were the days when someone, one of your friends would say, can you buy me something from America?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'd tell them to get fucked.
Yeah.
It's too expensive,
like,
it was,
but the other thing is there wasn't like the Sephora's and stuff like that, like the makeup shit. So Brie would always have this fucking long list of have to go in and ask for NARS.
Any like a tradition or some kind of, when you're traveling, do you bring home something? Is there
I still like to send postcards when I'm away. That's really nice. Even send like a couple to like my housemate, which is really myself, you know, in the long run. Like, what do I want to say? I'm like, oh, I like that. But I don't have like a I'll bring something home. My nephews, I still try and bring something for them.
Yeah.
There's three of them, three little gronks. Nothing. No,
they're my kids, mate. They're my kids.
No.
Your uncle? and they're my kids.
They're your kids. Yeah,
yeah.
I look after them. But no magnets or I do like that stuff. I think that that's cool. And if you're doing it all the time,
what about traveling comfy? So I've got
solid
something I've worked out.
I hope you're not going to bring a neck pillow.
Yeah. I hope you are bringing
neck pillow. Well, I'm fucking bringing the neck pillow. It's one flight. Multiple flights is annoying, and I'd rather have the neck pillow there than not have it. The other thing I'm bringing, thongs.
Solid.
Because I've like the flight.
The neck
like,
pillow is so big.
My feet get so hot. It's not that big, this one. My feet get so hot. So my travel comfy now is, lip balm.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
If I want to spend the money, go and get eye drops to keep me hydrated, the eyeballs hydrated, a toothbrush, thongs, and the neck pillow. What's yours?
Solid. I used to wear compression underwear.
Did you?
Yeah. Especially on those long ones. Yeah.
What is it doing?
Doing? Just as in like the full tight things.
Times you
so your skins or whatever.
Skins. Yeah. But like the cheap version of those. But I saw a big New Zealander, but there was these huge Maori boys, and they were just rocking the skins with short shorts, with the thongs, with singlets, the neck pillows, and I was like, these guys do it in style, and it makes sense. They're huge, so it's like they've got you gotta be in the comfort zone for 14 hours. So I was like, I'm gonna rock skins, and it's good for blood as well. Yeah, isn't
the deep vein thrombosis.
Yeah.
I like that. I mean, you get in your little pod, definitely bring a pair of tracksuit pants. I mean, Mr. 97, you're probably
loosey-goosey.
The most under-traveled member of the Gronk squad in this room.
Mm.
Anything that you like, you don't know what you don't know, I guess. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, I was.
Bring your passport. Is your passport right now?
It's in my bedroom on my shelf.
Are you going to remember it?
Yeah. I mean, it'd be a nightmare not having
it. I know.
Yeah.
Get going, sorry.
I was thinking about a neck pillow. It's a blow up one, so you don't have to worry about
it. Don't do it, not worth it.
The blow up ones.
They're trash. Yeah.
Trash.
You're going to say trash. Trash can instead of bin. Get used to that.
I wouldn't have thought of bringing a toothbrush on the plane.
Sure.
To be honest, I don't bring anything. The only thing, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, have you then thought retrospectively after a flight, fuck, that would have been nice to have a new pair of underwear because I shat myself?
I mean, the thing is,
That's a solid one.
So some people like going up and getting to the bathroom and do all that sort of stuff.
Once that fucking hydraulic bloody back has gone down.
I just relax.
Disengage.
I will have my quiet comfort headphones, the Bose headphones.
Noise cancellers.
Yeah. Love that.
And I'll have them on, and that's really it.
Playing something, or are you just going to keep
it on?
Yeah,
I'll put on an audiobook.
Mm.
I'll probably download a good album by Kimbra.
Reece Mitchell, who we've got on the show, did the artwork for that album.
Settle down.
Painted
her. Ed did the cinematography. So I feel like, I'm very low maintenance. I don't even drink much water. I don't want to have to get up.
Don't take a leaf out of his book.
The thing is, I've
over-engineer it because you will. This is the only time I say fair, overthink it.
But think about this.
The only time you ever hear me say
when we were in New York, you were fucked.
This is not me having a go at you.
But I'm saying in regards to the experience or who
Josh had been traveling for 3 months and then I met him and I was absolutely rooted from the 20-hour flight.
And I came from Europe.
Yeah,
and
for I'd 3 months. You'd been in time
been traveling.
Zone. Yeah, you've been traveling. Yeah. You're acclimatized to the good life. And I'd come, drank five bottles of wine
I
drank five bottles of wine, Basil.
You were struggling a little bit with walking around New York.
100%, because I got off and hadn't been walking and then we did 15K a day. I was fucked.
Why didn't you use the
Subway?
No. There's an app called Time Shifter and it gets you into the time zone of the country before you go.
Mate, we're leaving tomorrow. Why are you bringing this up now?
Exactly. So I'm going to bed tonight at 8 o'clock, waking up at 3 o'clock.
Wow.
And mum's got like melatonin spray. So you like lift your tongue up and you spray it in there.
He's got a full plan that he's just revealing now.
Yeah.
This is that sandbagging I spoke about. No, seriously.
Yeah, I know. No, but it'll send you notifications when I'm on the plane.
So and you're waking up at 3. Maybe I'll do the same.
I'm waking up at 3 o'clock.
Waking up, morning. Did you say waking up.
Yeah.
No, the best way to wake up.
Actually, no, it says 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock this morning, I think it is. And then I've got to get bright light exposure from 4 till 2 p.m.
You need to
Lucky
get bright.
You bought the solarium last week.
Yeah, did you say bright exposure from 4?
Mate, so from this new
I'm
going
to have to break. Yeah, I'm going to have to break something. Yeah.
Exactly. So you're going to have, I mean, you'd love it. You just have your phone in your face. That's enough light.
Well, this is the thing. Like, I just sleep on the plane. So my whole approach, which is perfect, is like a lot of people will say, okay, you got to stay up for the first half, then fall asleep. And so then you wake up for breakfast.
What's wrong with that thinking? Because that sounds pretty good.
But from a personal point of view, I can sleep anytime. So I'll sleep at the start and I'll sleep at the end. I'll just sleep you the will? Whole time. Yeah, I'll have my headphones in. I'll be playing an audiobook. When I'm awake, I'll listen to it. When I'm asleep, I won't.
So you just go through the motions, wake up.
Go in and out.
So you've had a mediocre. Because I think the thinking would be stay up, try and actually get some solid sleep so you get into your REM sleep or whatever, you know. You get into that state and then you wake up. You're like, I've had less but I've had a solid amount. Because I've done that. I've done that one and I've tried to do the stay up one. Tomorrow's a flight during the day for a lot of it.
Yeah.
Which would make sense because I arrive the next morning.
I don't think it's a good idea me changing my approach.
Do what you do.
I think you can have all the plans in the world and then it can still go using an app. Yeah. And I dare say it takes you a couple of days to do the shift anyway. And I wouldn't say don't do
Mr. 97
whatever.
97 was fucking jet lagged for Sydney.
It happens. You got to figure out what works for you. But then just know that the universe is going to fuck you. It's going to delay you by a couple of hours or you're going to have I was once surrounded by 4 babies on a 15-hour flight and I was just like, this is just comical and you have to laugh. And I was like, I have noise-canceling headphones, but the people around me don't and they're just hating life.
Uncle B, I'll be surrounded by 2 babies.
I wonder
what the seating arrangement's going to be.
Yeah, I know. I don't want the middle.
I think whoever's
in the middle, I reckon we could sort of do a rotation. I know Josh won't like that, but Mr. 97.
Actually, I'm fine to go the middle the whole way. It doesn't bother
you
me.
You are?
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, the thing
that's
is-
That's pretty fucking generous. I mean, that's a stand-up guy.
But the thing is, no because the way that I sleep is like this.
Like a serial killer. Fucking like Ben Affleck in that movie where he's an absolute assassin.
Your head doesn't go back that far. It does. Look at it.
It does. What do you mean?
On the plane.
Yeah, it will. Yeah. Well, no, is that a mosquito right
there? Yeah, it's just going mental. It fell off the roof or whatever.
Is it a mosquito?
No.
Okay. No, that's, I mean, it doesn't bother me.
That's a solid move. Like, I'd be pissed if I was in the middle, but I'd deal with it. I was in the middle to Singapore and it was fine, but
I mean,
that wasn't that far.
It's funny. I think that I've built a... I think part of my story is that I'm low maintenance when it comes to travel. Mm. I can sleep anywhere. Mm. I don't need to, like, even things like noise doesn't bother me. I've never been super, our mate, Tall Gronk, Pete Shepherd was saying, caught up with him on Monday morning. He said he had to go and tell off his neighbors because they were making noise at 10:30. And, I don't reckon like I that sort of stuff. I'm pretty good with. Like it's going to take a fair bit. Maybe like physically pushing me is one thing. Like when that's a bit obnoxious.
I just hope we get a 3 to the side. So there's 3, 4, 3.
Mm-hmm.
And so I hope we get a 3. We can just cozy up. You know, the Gronks, we just lie on each other. Whatever.
But the thing is like you close your eyes.
Yeah.
And like that's what that's what you do. What do you think, Basil?
I love it. I'd love to be a passenger beside you guys. Are you going to record on the plane, by the way?
We'll record Tommy bits and bobs.
We'll do Insta stories so and stuff. We need to speak about that. So I was thinking we should be doing 2 Insta stories each an hour for the Daily Talk Show.
6 an hour.
So correct. 6 an hour across a 24-hour period or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're going to have to rotate sleeping. No, jokes on that last bit. But I think that if we did a sort of a 12 to 14 hour day.
Waking hours, 2 Instagram stories. That's doable. I mean, it's a huge commitment. Even if we hit sort of three quarters of that. It's great.
So imagine this. We can dial it in. So we can say, do a poll, do a photo, do a video, do a questionnaire, poll, photo, video, question time, poll, video,
do what you want. How about this? Do what you want. Just going to get the two out.
Yeah,
that's a good one. Yeah. Do what you want. But
I'm helping. I know I'm giving 97 a bit of a structure because I know he likes that.
He's probably already got a schedulegram.
Are we going to schedule stuff?
We need
stuff?
To. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
You need to.
Yeah. We collective. Whenever it goes collective, you know that the it's slightly risky.
Basil, Uncle Basil, thank you for coming on the show.
No, I'm going to go and watch that video again.
He will be 100 times.
Yeah, I'll play it 100. Literally, we were in a meeting. This morning and just pulled it out and just said, hey guys, watch this video.
Episode 500, the highlights. Yeah.
You pulled the video out.
He did. Yeah. He did. Got it up.
It went down well.
It was a good time. One of the guys even said, is that Jay Mueller?
Yeah. It was. So there you go. Anyway, it's a daily talk show. We'll see tomorrow. So tomorrow is Friday in Australia, Thursday in LA. And we'll be streaming. We're going to live stream from about 6 p.m. In LA, which I think will be about...
The two-hour Instagram stories every 2 hours. I mean, every hour. Mm-hmm. You've got plenty of lead-up time. Announcements.
Sure. We'll let you know.
Good work.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you. We've got some emails, but we can do that when we're in LA, I think.
We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
Catch
from
you.
LA.
Thanks, Basil.
Bye.